Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Maria Josias, a Steba staff member, but also the project manager for the Masifunda project. This is such a momentous occasion and such an exciting one as well, because 6 months ago, we heard of Oxford University, who was willing to share the resources with us, and also the British Council, who was willing to fund it. So the most exciting thing is that within 6 months, we were able to work together and come up with a kind of redesigned look of a frock, of a very good evening gown, which Oxford University's adult education department has been using for quite a while. And what we've done is we've changed the context just to add a little bit of South Africa to it, so we don't speak about the Opera House and Henry V, but also just changed it to make it relevant for our students. Because, you know, admittedly, the Oxford adult learner is much older than our students. And also, we've named the project Masifunda purely because it says, let us learn in Xhosa. It's also free. Because of the funding and the Creative Commons license, it allows us to kind of give access to so many universities and non-profit organizations. So you might say, why are we filming all of this? Purely because there are so many universities around South Africa who have indicated that they want this information, that they'd like to be part of this, but they can't be here today. And we kind of made the call to film this so that we could send it out to them along with this free resource and make it available to everybody. But without me saying too much, I'd just like to introduce Lee, our managing director.
Thank you, Maria. And welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming out on a Thursday afternoon. We hope we can entertain you, we hope we can inform you, and we hope that afterwards you'll stay for snacks and drinks as well. We're at a very, I've been asked to speak a little bit about Tiba and a little bit about Oxford. So I'd like to start with Tiba, because we're in a fascinating place in our history, and I'm particularly delighted that we indeed have those we call our pioneering students in the back of the room. Can you raise your hands? Yay! These are the students who believed in Tiba when we had nothing. We were definitely not in premises as beautiful as these. In fact, I think we had one window in the whole building, looking out onto a parking lot, not with no greenery whatsoever. And here we are 4 years later, with students who are about to graduate, amazing support in terms of volunteers and companies and partners. And then along comes, of all institutions, Oxford University themselves, to this tiny little university at the bottom of Africa, and Oxford, yeah, says, we want to work with you, we want to partner with you. And this ancient, prestigious, huge institution partners in this space age, new age, online learning, hip, radical, cool way to do something completely new and innovative. And I just think that's funky. And I've loved how we've worked together. I need to say, and thank yous will come later, that this project could not have been possible but for three extremely important people, literally. If one of them hadn't been in the mix, we wouldn't have. The first is Tristan Wyatt, who I'll be introducing to you a little bit later. The second is our very own dear Maria Josias, and Julie McFarlane. And you'll hear more from all of them today. But really, we're standing here today because of them. They have made this partnership work. So I really want you to hear from them, what they have done, and then, most importantly, also to hear from our students. You know, we think we're doing a cool thing, but did it land? Did it help? That's really the most important thing. Two more things just quickly. We're at a stage in our history where our strategic goal right now is institutional credibility. And just again, this kind of a partnership just really underscores that. We've heard recently that on the 10th of June, the Minister of Education herself is coming to visit because she's heard about us and she wants to come and see what's happening here. So it's just fantastic that Tristram, you and your institution are lending your credibility and saying, Tiba's here to stay and we want to be a part of this. The other thing core to Tiba and Oxford and this partnership is the legacy of Pay It Forward. That's everything that we're about here. And appropriately enough, Masi Funde has at its heart this pay it forward concept. And as Tristram will explain to us, it's going to be available on a Creative Commons license. And we're saying, here's a great resource. We've partnered to make it possible. Now anyone else who can use it, have fun. And I just think that's quite beautiful. So with no further ado, I would like to introduce the man who really started it all. Tristram is based in Oxford himself. This is his second visit to Tsiba, and he last time he came, he arrived at the time of our Christmas party. So we just said, come along, Tristram, and he came along and really partied with us and became part of the family very quickly. And we all said, yay, we'll see you at the next party in May. And here we are at the next party. So Tristram heads up the online learning for the adult education division at Oxford University, and put together the project plan and, you know, guided us really, not so Maria, through the whole process. I also need to say that initially the project plan was a year. And by the time this partnership happened, we had to reduce it to 6 months. And again, without Tristram's guidance, competence, and attention to detail, we wouldn't have been able to pull it off. So the man of the hour, Dr. Tristram Wyatt.
So it's a real pleasure to be back in Tsiba, back in Cape Town, at the end, the successful conclusion of a wonderful collaboration that I've enjoyed enormously. And it's been wonderful working with Maria and everybody. We've had this online study skills course in Oxford for a while, but what we wanted to do was create an online study skills course that would work for Tsiba students. So there was actually, as Maria and Lee have mentioned, there was quite a lot of editing to do to take out some of the local references to Oxford and make it more applicable to the range of students who are here, but also make it possible to edit it for students elsewhere. As has been mentioned, this is available on a new idea called the Creative Commons, and this is the long version, the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike. What it means is that any institution that wishes can take this resource, they can edit it, and they can offer it for free under the same conditions as these to any other institution and to their own students. And this means there's enormous flexibility. So if you want to translate it into your own language, if you want to take out things and change them for something for your region, then you can do it. And Tsiba is not offering to teach every student in Southern Africa, but Tsiba is offering this course as something that can be used in any institution for free. And as was mentioned by Lee, this is Tsiba and Oxford, and we're learning now, paying it forward. So a bit about our department. We're for part-time adult students. We started in the 1880s, about 700 years after the rest of the university, but we feel very new and young. Traditionally, the tutors travelled all the way across the country, all the way across the UK, to give their classes. And then Cambridge got half of the country, and we were reduced to a half. But by the time we get to the 1970s, Oxford was, in its adult education, only teaching for a region of about 40 miles in every direction. What did change, though, right from the beginning, was that in the summer, the students came to Oxford. So rather than the tutors travelling, the students came to Oxford. And this is the summer school meeting in 1888. This summer school, although in different dress, still continues to the present day. And these were students. The only sad thing to note about this is that these are all the students who couldn't come to the Oxford of the time. So no women were able to study, and working class people were simply unable to get in. What we can do now, though, is with the internet, of course, everything's changed. We can take our courses to where the students are, and that's anywhere in Britain and anywhere in the world. And that's why we had to create an online study skills course. We were already offering things face-to-face, but now lots of students would actually never come to Oxford. We needed to offer them things over the internet. So the main part of the project, and this is where Julie was basically at the centre, was adapting the Oxford course, taking out the references to Henry V, and adding new ones and creating some new units from scratch. The people involved were Maria and Julie and Amanda, who may come later. And in fact, this has involved people from all over SIBA. And the way the project started in December was that we started with a workshop. And basically, one of the things I said at that workshop is, we have a year's worth of work, 6 months to do it. And then everybody said, well, actually, we want to offer it not at the end of the project, but we want to do the first pilot in March. Mm-hmm. So there was a sharp intake of breath, but in fact, Julie got it together and it was ready for the March rotation. So basically what happened then was that during the rotation, where the students are divided into four groups, each of the groups in turn had a lab session led by Julie in the computer lab, and this meant that students could ask questions, but the idea is that the resources available online right the way through the rest of the student career. So if you're writing an essay and you want to get a bit of a reminder about referencing, or you think you'd like to do some mind mapping, you can go back into the course and see what it was all about. So these are the units. They cover the general kind of things that you'd expect. It's all about reading strategies, taking notes, writing for yourself, and also writing for another reader, writing academically. There's all the kinds of things that one knew but needs reminding about, punctuation, technical terms, and so on. There's about how not to stress in exams, or stress a little bit less. And then the last unit, which Julie wrote entirely new for this course, is what makes a successful student? What is it about the mindset, about confidence, about dedication that you need? Well, this is the course itself. I will take a risk in a moment of actually going into it, but we'll only look at it for a moment. It's really something that you should go into yourself and actually explore, and we'll leave it up so you can do that later. So, just like cookery, I'm hoping here's one I prepared earlier. And this is the course. We're actually linking to Oxford. So things are a bit slow because they're old there. But if we go into one of the units, and one of the nice things is that very soon this will be running from Cape Town, so it'll be a lot faster. So this is just one of the units, and you zoom through. The nice thing is it's always there. So you log on, it's there, you don't have to take notes. Now the important thing is, how did it work with the students? Now we'll be hearing from two students later, but some of the things from the first round of pilots were that, yeah, I knew all this already. Better, I'll use this a lot. It's going to be very helpful. I really liked finding out my reading speed. So there was actually a wide variation of comments, most of which were very positive, but there were also lots of suggestions in the pilots, and this is just what we hoped, for ways that we could improve it in future. So there were lots of things that we can change. And there's a wiki where you can read more about the student feedback. Now, one of the exciting things for us is that the course runs within a virtual learning environment, and these are now quite commonplace in universities and colleges. The nice thing about this particular one is that it's free, and it's in the same tradition as open courseware, and this means that it's available for institutions of any size. From the UK Open University, now run by a South African, which has 160,000 students, right down to a single classroom in a school. You can use it at every scale. Once you have Moodle, and we're very grateful to Terence Berry, one of the SIBA volunteers, who's helping set this up and working with the internet provider. Once you have it, you don't just have to use it for Masifundi, you can use it for all sorts of other things. So students, when you go into your internships, you'll be able to keep in touch with the college, you'll be able to keep in touch with your mentors, send in your assignments and all those kinds of things. But also, if visiting lecturers want to keep in touch with students or put up their PowerPoints, they can do that without having to know HTML, just straight into Moodle. There also may be other opportunities to use glossaries and wikis to help with second language definitions of some of the economics and management terms. So, it's a great pleasure to acknowledge our funders, who are the UK Government Department for Innovation, Universities and Skills. And so our taxpayers' money in the UK is going to a very good cause. And then it's perhaps time for me to pass over. So I think it is now Julie.
Julie.
Lee was singing my praises. Really, nothing would have happened without Julie, because nothing happens from Oxford, it all happens here.
Good afternoon, everybody. I must first of all say it was very exciting to be invited to work on the project with everyone else. I remember at the first meeting just being a standby participant, you know, sort of watching all this excitement being generated. And then Maria said to me, yes, but we want you to help restructure those units. And I sat down at a meeting with Maria and I said, well, what do you want? What do you need? And she said, well, first of all, we've got to change all the references. I don't think our students will identify with back boxes or barging on the Thames. So we took out all those units or all those references. And then we looked at things that would be applicable to the students here at SIBA. What do our students need? And although some of the students have had experience with learning skills or study skills before, there are a lot of, because of the education system that they've been through in the process, who've never been exposed to basic skills like reading strategies or writing and taking notes in a classroom situation. And Maria gave me a list, and it started off as four items, then it was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and eventually, I think at about 20, she said, but you don't have to fit them all in. We've tried our best with the product to make use of the excellent units that were already there from Oxford and had a look at them and said, what's best for our students? Let's break it down into basic reading strategies, basic techniques for how to read a book. Grammar is a big issue. I'm sure Beverly will attest to that. Students do not have English as their first language, and they find sometimes grammar can be a bit intimidating. I think people who do have English as their first language find that a problem too, not so. So we looked at things like prepositions and basic grammar guides. Then when I had got all the units together and the basic tips for assignments and all kinds of things that students had expressed to me that this is difficult, or lecturers had said this is what the students are battling with, the last unit was sort of an extra to put the whole project together. The last unit, I would say, especially for our SIBA students, and I really hope that students outside of SIBA here in South Africa will find it useful, because it concentrates on things like time management and being organized and helping you revise maths and technical terms and all the little bits that go at the back and sort of ground you into being a whole student. We ran the pilot, as Tristram told you, in two sessions, and we had a lot of feedback from the students. And I want to invite two of the students, Viani and Kashifa, to come and just share their experiences and tell you what they thought.
Good afternoon, everybody. Kashifa. I'm just so glad to have been a part of this whole experiment, being a guinea pig here. I have to tell you, this is the best thing that has ever happened to us. Being able to identify your studying style is the best thing for us, because we are now able to apply this to our exams. We are equipped now with the necessary tools to make a success of our exams in anything that we attempt in the future. I want to thank you, Tristram, for investing in the success of our future. Thank you so much. Thank you. And one recommendation, I just wanted to know, is this available like in audio?
Not yet.
You know, because this is an audiovisual world that we're living in. And I believe knowledge like this should be shared amongst everybody. Since we are students, it doesn't mean when we are in high school or primary school. You know, everybody's faced with the same challenges. So I think this should be shared, and it's such a gift. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Well, I would simply say this is just a privilege and honor to be one of the people that were introduced to this, seeing that it was done during pilot stage before even launching it. Now, one of the few things that I would have said about it was, well, I'm a man, and I would say, I think men would vouch for me if we're not good with time management. And I would say one of the things that was one of the fascinating things, and as well as actually studying. I mean, all of us, as we grow, we just taught you should just study the way you should study. I didn't even know what type of learner I was. And when I actually logged on then, I checked that, oh, actually, I like studying alone. And I actually was able to explore other ventures within myself that I could capitalize on and I could be comfortable while studying. And I would say, well, I didn't fail my first term, so that would say a lot about how I am. You see, and as well as all I could, well, I did cry to Julie about it because I was worried. I thought it was only going to be used during the rotation week. And I asked her, can we get more links and the book? And actually she did it, thanks to her. And well, I would say, they said most of the words I wanted to say, and I was crying. I thought that I wouldn't have anything to say. But actually, it was really a privilege for us. And as you could see, the comments that other students had made, it was very great. Thank you.
I would like to start by thanking our students for being here today, because it's really for you that this is about. And we've got two groups of students here, and it's lovely to see that. On the one hand, you guys who, in a way, is a galaxy removed from our graduates on that side. Lee was saying where they started 4 years ago in a building with one window. And you guys having, in a sense, the benefit of that, but then also being able to be part of fantastic new things that we're busy developing and launching. We didn't have the capacity 4 years ago to do that. So thank you for being here and sharing that with us. And thank you as graduates for paving that way to get us where we are. And then thank you for our guests for being here and sharing this with us as well. Sometimes it's good for us to stand up and say what it is that we're really doing, because we're so busy behind our computers. So thank you for being here. And then to Rob and Judy, thank you very much for trying to put it on film. So that's for real, and it's going to go up on our website, and thank you for that. And then there's, of course, the actual people who worked on the project. And starting with these very specific people that we want to thank there, and I've got a list of people, and the one is Terence. For 4 years, you've been shouting Moodle at us, and when Maria said Moodle, we said Terence. So thank you.
Thank you for being here. Put the phone down for a
few minutes. So thank you so much, and thank you for being here, and thank you for being involved, and finally helping us see the light as far as Moodle is concerned. Ilana, you arranged the snacks when we were all running around and you know, losing our heads. You were there to present a very professional space for us here, so thank you very much. And then our two directors at the back, Gia and Lee, thank you very much for listening to all the dry runs and being there with suggestions. And Lee, you're just wonderful to do introductions. You know, when the arms go out like that, it's just fantastic. Because it's a big thing that we were doing, and thank you for your involvement, and actually for rubber stamping that we will be involved. When Tristram approached us, you were the one that said we were going to do this, and if you didn't, we wouldn't have been here today. So thank you for that. Dorothea was very involved as well. Unfortunately, she's not here with us today. And then on the actual course, Beverly, you gave so much input, and you were so integrally involved. So thank you for that. When we were thinking who can do this work for us, who can do the customizing, I think it took us, as fast as it took us to bring Terence's name up in Moodle, we all just said Julie. We never discussed it, we never looked at people, we never went to our database, it was always just Julie. And you rose to the occasion so beautifully. Thank you so much. And then the usual last but not least that I have to do together is Tristram and Maria. I don't know if I said Maria and Tristram.
I think they need to come up.
And it's just been phenomenal. I would like both of you to come to the front, please. It's just been phenomenal to get to know the project, but also to see how they do something so well. I've rarely met two people so tremendously professional and enthusiastic, and I think out of that also a friendship was born. Maria said to me she's never been on such a steep learning curve, and it's a bit like climbing Lion's Head. You know, you're tired, but the tireder you are, the more beautiful the view becomes, and I think today you're standing at the top, and you did it. Tristram and Maria together also wrote a paper that's going to be presented in England, and there's funding to fly Maria out to go and do that. And Tristram, from your side, sometimes maybe we never know if we're living up to your expectations, you know, Oxford and SIBA.
more than exceeding my expectations.
So we loved your patience and your guidance and your very gentleness and professionalism in all of this. So thank you very much. And we've got two little things. If Lee can hand them over and... And that's that. And I think with that, that's a closure for us. And maybe just enjoy some snacks and some, I see there's food and drink and some wine. Occupational health and safety tell us I should warn you please not to be drunk on our premises. Because if you're in an accident, then you can sue us. So enjoy yourself. Thank you.